Have you ever landed in a new city, a new country, or even just, crossed a major state line and immediately felt a totally different, palpable vibration compared to home? Maybe one spot felt incredibly energizing, sort of demanding that you go out and achieve something big, while another inexplicably just made you feel calm and centered and reflective.
That phenomenon you're describing, that immediate, almost physical shift in your energy and your luck, that is the core focus of a discipline known as astrocartography.
Astrocartography. It sounds like a secret map only, like ancient sailors knew how to read.
In a way, it is a map. It's a map of your soul's geography. It's also often referred to as relocation astrology or the astrology of place. And it really acts as your own highly personalized cosmic travel guide. So while your natal chart tells you how your planetary energies influence you, astrocartography reveals where on Earth those exact same energies are most powerful.
So every time we change locations, we're essentially walking into a specific planetary spotlight,
Precisely.
highlighting different parts of our potential or challenges or growth.
Exactly. And our deep dive today is designed to give you a shortcut to understanding this map. We're going to unpack the specific dynamics of four major planets: Venus, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn.
And then what?
And then we'll give you a practical two-step method for using this knowledge to pick a supportive destination, whether you're looking for a weekend getaway or, planning a permanent move. The goal is to maximize your personal frequency.
Okay, let's unpack this. To generate the map, the mechanics sound highly sensitive. It's not enough to just know the day and year you were born, is it?
Absolutely not. The foundation is strict. You need your exact birth date, the exact time of birth, and the exact birth location. And I have to stress that precision in the time is paramount.
Why is that time so sensitive? I mean, what happens if I'm off by 5 or 10 minutes?
Well, because the astrocartography lines are pathways based on the exact degree of the horizon line and the meridian line at the moment you took your first breath. And these lines move really rapidly as the Earth rotates. So being off by even a few minutes can shift the planetary lines hundreds of miles on the map.
Wow.
Meaning you might think you're moving to a supportive Jupiter location, but you're actually landing right on a very different, perhaps challenging Pluto line. It changes the entire narrative of that city for you.
That's a powerful illustration of why we need the baby books. So once we have the accurate map, we see these lines stretching across the continents. How close do we need to be to the line to really feel the effect?
You don't need to be standing on the exact street corner, no. The energy radiates out. We talk about an orb of influence, which can be felt up to 400 miles away from the line itself.
400 miles, that's a huge range.
It is, but naturally, the closer you get, the more intensely you feel the energy. It's sort of like turning up the volume dial on that planet's specific song.
Now, let's talk about how that energy is expressed. On the map, the planetary lines always align with one of four critical points or angles, which dictate the area of life the energy targets.
That's right.
So it's the difference between Jupiter bringing you career luck versus, say, home luck. Can you clarify those four angles for us? Maybe start with the horizontal ones.
Certainly. These four angles are your life's manifestation points.
Hmm.
First, you have the ascendant, or ASC.
The Eastern Horizon.
Yes, and it focuses on the self, your personality, your vitality, how you show up externally. A planet here influences your whole demeanor.
Okay, so that's the me axis. What's the other one?
The other's the descendant, or DC. It's the Western Horizon, directly opposite the ASC. It's the energy you project onto others, so it focuses entirely on relationships.
Friends, partners, coworkers.
Exactly. This is where you seek connection.
So the ASC is what you are, and the DC is who you attract, and then we have the vertical axis, the high and low points.
Exactly. At the top, you have the midheaven, or MC. This is the highest point. It's your public stage.
Your career.
Career, reputation, your life purpose. If a planet aligns here, its energy is visible to the whole
And
world.
then at the bottom.
At the bottom, the very foundation is the Immam Coeli, or IC. This focuses on home, roots, your inner foundation, your private life.
So where you go to recharge.
It's the antithesis of the MC. It's where you feel safe.
So if a location has a line on its MC, that city is going to demand you step into the spotlight. Whereas if the line is on the IC, the city is asking you to put down roots and focus on your private internal world.
It makes the decision much more tactical, doesn't it? And just remember the core rule here. There are no inherently bad lines.
Really?
Not at all. There are only lines that offer more ease and lines that offer more rapid but challenging growth. It's always about what you need to master next.
Let's dive into the specifics then. Starting with the great benefic, the one everyone wants on their map, Jupiter.
Ah, Jupiter. It's pure opportunity. Its energy is fundamentally about expansion, prosperity, abundance, and luck.
So this is where good things just happen.
Pretty much. When you move onto a Jupiter line, you often experience opportunities falling right into your lap that you didn't even apply for. This isn't just a small raise. This could be, you know, an unexpected opportunity to consult for a major international firm.
It sounds like Jupiter just removes the friction from life.
It lubricates the path. And significantly, Jupiter amplifies any planetary lines it touches. So if you have a challenging Saturn line near a Jupiter line, Jupiter might just provide the resources or the good timing needed to get through that difficult Saturnian task.
Moving from expansion to harmony, let's talk about Venus.
Venus is the harmonizer. Its energy enhances love, beauty, creativity, and simple joy. A Venus line is excellent for just finding ease in life.
So things just feel nicer.
Yes. Your environment feels more beautiful, people are drawn to you, and your romantic life or friendships really thrive.
I imagine a lot of artists or people seeking calm inspiration would do well there.
Oh, absolutely. Think of it as a place where finding a partner or finishing that novel or simply appreciating good food and design becomes a priority and an easy focus. A Venus line on the IC, for example, means your home life becomes effortlessly beautiful and peaceful.
Okay, now we switch gears radically. Let's move to Mars, the motivator. This is where the energy gets a lot more intense.
Mars brings the heat. It's pure action, drive, motivation, and courage. If you need to break inertia, start a company from scratch, or get a massive project done in a short time, Mars provides the adrenaline.
But the drawback of that high-octane energy has to be friction, right? If you bring that aggressive energy somewhere, how do you keep it from turning into conflict or anger?
That is the critical distinction. The energy must be externalized, or it will turn against you or the people around you.
What do you mean by externalized?
On a Mars line, you must have a physical outlet. If you aren't actively engaging in high-intensity physical activity, building something, exercising, competitive sports, that pent-up energy can manifest as arguments, impatience, or even accidents.
Wow, so it's a place that demands you physically do something.
It's an energetic requirement for physical release.
That's a fantastic insight. Okay, finally, let's tackle the one that gives people pause. Saturn, the disciplinarian. If Mars is heat, Saturn is structure and weight.
Saturn is the ultimate master teacher. Its energy embodies discipline, responsibility, order, and mastery. Now, when you first arrive on a Saturn line, it often feels restrictive, lonely, or just challenging.
So delays, setbacks.
Yes, or feeling like you're carrying a heavy burden.
So if it's that challenging, why would anyone willingly choose a Saturn line for a permanent move? I mean, why not just opt for easy Jupiter?
It's the long game. You choose Saturn when you are ready to build something that lasts forever. While Jupiter provides easy success, Saturn provides mastery.
See, we're earning it.
You are. Architects, academics, anyone dedicated to a life's work often thrives here because the energy structures their focus and eliminates distractions.
Yeah.
The success earned on a Saturn line is resilient, durable, and based on deeply earned expertise.
So if I move to a city on a Saturn MC line, I'm not going to get easy promotions.
Probably not.
But I will eventually become the absolute authority in my field because the pressure forces me to refine my craft perfectly.
Exactly. The initial challenge leads to profound, lasting success. It forces you to take responsibility for your structure, your time, and your output.
So we have these powerful energies. Now let's turn this knowledge into an actual strategy. We want to find our vibrational home, the place where our goals and the local energy align. What's the two-step method for using this map strategically?
The process starts and ends with your inner compass.
Step one,
define your intention. You have to be crystal clear on what you want the location to support right now. Are you seeking partnership, financial stability, creative output?
So if I'm looking for profound inner peace, that's a very different intention than if I'm looking for explosive career growth.
Completely different. And that leads directly to step two.
Which is? Align intent with planet and angle.
You match the energy, the planet, with the life area, the angle that corresponds to your intention.
Okay, let's run a few more examples. If my intention is to achieve public recognition and financial success quickly,
you would seek a Jupiter MC line. But if your intention is building a stable, long-term legacy where you're respected for your authority, you might look specifically for a Saturn MC line.
You're choosing the pace and the nature of the success.
That's it.
What if my intention is personal healing and just finding a deep sense of belonging?
Then you need to focus on the IC home and roots. and a supportive planet.
Hmm.
A great combination would be a Venus IC line for emotional ease and beauty, or even a Jupiter IC line to expand your sense of security and family happiness.
Those locations would make you feel instantly at home.
They often do.
That is extremely tactical. Now, what happens when we look at a place and see multiple lines overlapping, like a Mars line and a Venus line running through the same city?
That means the influences are combined, creating a much more complex narrative for that place. A Mars-Venus crossing could mean highly passionate, but also potentially argumentative relationships.
So the intensity of Mars is directed toward the connection of Venus.
Right. And when two or more lines actually cross, forming an intersection, we call that an entity. These locations are profoundly powerful, often associated with major life lessons or soul missions.
And lastly, what if we zoom in on a beautiful area and see nothing, zero lines nearby?
If an area has no lines within that 400-mile orb, the energy is considered neutral. You aren't going to receive strong, beneficial support or heavy challenge from that place.
So you're just on your own.
You're operating purely on your own internal steam, which for some people is exactly what they want.
Ultimately, this shows us that where we are matters just as much as who we are. By consciously choosing a location that aligns with our goals, we're giving ourselves this powerful, energetic tailwind.
You really are.
It's about discovering the version of yourself, the ambitious self on the Mars line or the peaceful self on the Venus icy line that needs to be activated right now.
Exactly. You are literally finding the place that resonates with your frequency. And here is a final thought for you to consider. You don't always need to pack your bags to activate these lines.
Ooh.
Even if physical relocation is impossible, you can connect energetically to a beneficial location. This is called remote activation. Engaging with that place through visualization, immersion in its culture, its language, or even working with people who live on that line.
So the energy shift can begin before you even step on a plane.
It absolutely can.
That gives you incredible power over your own energetic trajectory. If you're listening to this and you feel that curiosity stirring, wondering how your unique map aligns with your most urgent goals, we highly encourage you to seek out an astrocartography consultation. Getting a deep dive into your personal map will reveal the rich, specific story of your potential and the paths that are currently waiting for you across the globe.